Pedestrians thronged the misty street outside the casino. The smell of the lake was strong. Dead fish, other organic decay. Zirid swept the crowd with his eyes, seeking anyone else that struck him as suspicious. He saw 20 men in the crowded street who might have been eyeing him.
"I can't make anyone in this crowd," he said.
Two drunk hooks staggered by, shouting a song in their native tongue. A young Bothan revved his swoop engine and blasted into the air. Ubiquitous air car taxis lined the street. Private air cars and a public speeder bus flew above them.
"Keep moving," Aaron said. "No urgency, though."
The spaceport occupied several blocks beginning across the street from them. Digital billboards affixed to its side played advertisements for everything from vacation homes to energy bars to debt relief counseling. Zirid sympathized with that last. Moving with forced casualness, they cut across the street, eliciting the honk of a signal horn and a raised fist, and headed for the nearest entrance to the spaceport.
"Don't look back," Aaron said. "They're there."
"How do you know?"
"I know."
The doors to the spaceport opened. Baggage trams pulled by droids rolled through the doors, followed by a dozen or so recent arrivals of several different sentient species. The doors closing behind them cut short the pitches of the taxi drivers. Vrath sat on a bench inside the spaceport, pressed between a female Rodian on his left and a male Ithorian on his right. The Ithorian smelled like leather and hummed a tune through his two mouths. Vrath endured and watched Zirid and the woman enter the spaceport. Zirid glanced around, suspicion in his eyes. But Vrath had spent years perfecting his own inconspicuousness, a skill invaluable to a sniper, and Zirid's eyes moved over and past him. He whispered commands, the sound inaudible above the commotion of the spaceport. The implant in his jaw amplified the words and sent them to the earpieces of his team.
"He is wary. Keep your distance."
Vrath did not want Zirid to sense danger and bolt before Vrath located the cargo. His team had stolen aboard Zirid's ship hours earlier and searched it. They found nothing, and other than a routine visit from one of the port's maintenance inspection droids, no one had been aboard since. Two of his team were stationed near the ship, keeping an eye on it. Vrath watched Zirid and the woman with his peripheral vision, and using his audio implant, listened to them as best he could over the sounds of the port.